Brook Lopez scored 25 points, and Brooklyn opened overtime on a 9-3 run to pull away from Indiana 89-84 last night. The Nets, 30-22, ended a five-game losing streak at Bankers Life Fieldhouse and won for just the second time in six games overall, despite playing without injured guard Darren Williams. Indiana, 31-21, lost its second straight home game in overtime, the losses coming on the heels of a 15-game home winning streak. Charlotte has put an end to the Boston Celtics' seven-game winning streak as the Bobcats outlasted the Celts 94-91. Boston was playing one night after winning a triple overtime game against Denver. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Clippers beat Philadelphia 107-90, Minnesota defeated Cleveland 192, San Antonio 103, Chicago 89, Washington topped Milwaukee 102-90, and Atlanta edged ahead of Dallas 105-101. Checking the NHL now, the Carolina Hurricanes sent the New York Islanders to their fifth straight loss, 6-4. Alexander Semin scored his 200th NHL goal, and Yuri Lusty scored twice for the Hurricanes. Toronto bested Philadelphia 5-2. Columbus beat San Jose 6-2. LA 4, St. Louis 1. Minnesota doubled up Calgary 2-1. And Phoenix defeated Colorado 3-2. In the NFL, Michael Vick has agreed to a restructured deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. And finally, Derek Jeter ran for the first time on a treadmill since breaking his left ankle in October during Game 1 of the AL Championship Series against Detroit. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.